It's Trey Reed from the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission. If you have questions about outdoor life in Arkansas, Trey is the guy with the answers. He's brought to you by Powers Truck Parts and Service, providing on-site and 24-hour roadside assistance from headlight to taillight and everything in sight. PowersTruckParts.com.
All right, great to have Trey Reed here. Had a little interesting things going on behind the scenes.
I don't know. Yeah, listen, I'm talking library and hotkeys and logs to Trey.
We're shop talking talk. Snake.
Shop talk. Shout out to the Scott kids in Pea Ridge, Arkansas. Beckett and Hallie and little Mavery are getting ready for school at all, or at them at all, getting ready for school. I love you. Pop-Pop loves you.
Pop-Pop is saying hello. 661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. Trey, anything we need to know? I will say this. We mentioned on the Facebook Live this morning. We're getting ready to see maybe a historic week. 10 straight days maybe of 100. And that's not heat index. Last time it was done that way was 2000. And then before that, I think it was 1980. Which
yeah,
was
when I read that, you know, I get the I'm on the feed for the National Weather Service. Obviously, it factors into a lot of things I do and that we do at the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission. And when I saw them reference the 1980 heat wave, is that like we could be approaching 1980, you know, kind of numbers.
Yeah,
Just like that 80.
The thing I remember about 80, I wasn't here, but I was, you know, I think I'd already committed maybe to come up here to play.
Yeah,
I remember they were doing. Holst was doing 3-a-days up there. We were playing Texas at the time for that Labor Day game. And so he had them up there early, and they were doing 3 days. And it was like 18 straight days or something, right, of over 100 degrees.
It was crazy.
But they say it may happen again. And, Roger, the last time it was 2000. I don't remember. I mean, I'm not good at remembering tornado dates and all that. Yeah, but it was 2000 last time. We had 10 consecutive days of 100-plus, and that's not heat index. So, you know, everybody out there, it's steaming,
it's
man.
It's not a good time to do things outdoors. So let me tell you about a couple of indoor things that we got coming up.
Right.
And, They're basically back-to-back, August 28th, August 29th. August 29th is the big one. That's our Arkansas Game and Fish Foundation Outdoor Hall of Fame induction ceremony, going to be at the State House Convention Center. I think, we got 1,500 people. I think we got about 10 top tables left. So go to agff.org if you want to check that out. But it's a great event, and, of course, we're going to induct Mike Sullivan, a longtime employee of Natural Resources Conservation Service, did a lot of work for water conservation in Arkansas. The late Pat Fitz, who started cutting grass in high school at the Joe Hogan Fish Hatchery, went to Arkansas Tech, got a degree in fisheries and wildlife, went to work in fisheries, later became an game warden, worked his way all up to the top game warden, the colonel, and eventually
cool
the director of Arkansas Game and Fish. And sadly, Pat passed away last year. But and then my buddy, my co-host, Mark Hedrick, being inducted into the Outdoor Hall of
Fame.
Oh,
very nice.
That's going to be a big event. A lot of fun, great auction, big fundraiser for the foundation. Again, agff.org for tickets. And the other event I want to tell you about is really, you know, we get a lot of calls on here, how to manage my land. I want to see more deer. I want to see more turkeys. What do I do? Well, we've got a private lands expo going on at the Benton Event Center on August 28th. It's 9:30 in the morning to 5 p.m. $25 for a single ticket, $40 for a pair. And we'll have keynote speakers. We're going to recognize and honor some landowners who are doing great work around the state with our Natural State Landowner Awards. But more importantly, breakout sessions where you can talk and hear from experts on how to manage your land. You want to, you know, put a moist soil unit on your duck hunting property, or see more wild turkeys, more quail, more deer, whatever the case may be. You know, 90% of Arkansas is private land. And so while Game and Fish does a great job of managing public land, and some of our partners, Fish and Wildlife Service, National Forest Service, to make a difference, we got to affect some of that private land too. And this is a great way for landowners to figure out how to do that, learn some great conservation practices, prescribed fire, giving away a bunch of door prizes. But it's a great event. Go to agfc.com slash private lands to learn more or to get your ticket.
I think it's pretty cool that you can decide, like you're 18 or 19 years old, and say, I want to be in the outdoors, so I'm going to get the degree in, what did you call it?
Fisheries and wildlife.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to go, I'm going to get my fisheries and wildlife degree, and before you know it, you're the head of the State
crazy.
Game and Fish
It's just
Commission.
A biology degree,
I know,
right?
Yeah, basically, I mean, but, yeah, that, but still. 661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show.
I didn't mean to say just a biology degree, but I mean,
Someone says people are bitten every day by native venomous snakes of Arkansas, and nobody does. I don't know. That's all they put. People are bitten every day by native venomous snakes of Arkansas, and nobody dies. Well, let me just say, fine. Go ahead and you get bit by a venomous snake.
Well,
I wouldn't roll the dice.
Let me say, I beg to differ. People are not bitten every day by venomous snakes. Yeah. There are probably more snake bites than we know about, but. Probably not every day.
But the point of it is, you don't go home and say hi to honey. You get your butt to the hospital. So I'm just saying.
Haven't you ever seen mud?
Oh, here's the deal. Not a big deal. You get bit by a venomous snake. No big deal. It is a big deal. That's why hospitals have,
Antivenom. Yeah, yeah.
So you do have to do those things if you get bit. You know, 99% of the population have never been bit by a venomous snake. And so if you do, you got to get taken.
I know a couple of people who've been bitten by cottonmouths, and one of them worked, I forgot who he worked for. But in conservation, he was doing a snorkel survey out on the Saline River and stepped on one that was in the water. Oh, yeah. It was a small one.
Well, yeah. what would happen if the kid you think would have been bitten in the head? Hedrick
and I were talking about that last night.
What if that makes any difference?
Seems like that would be worse.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not an MD or a herpetologist, either one. But
herpetologist,
but
very
it
nice.
Seems like getting bitten in the face might be bad.
Yeah, oh, man. Here's what it says. I don't know why this. We rant. Roger gets these random requests. Can we get a Riverfront Steakhouse impression from Roger?
No, I don't have one. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, that's Frank Fletcher. It's Frank Fletcher.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but you don't do a Frank Fletcher, do you?
No.
I don't think you do.
No. I don't do.
But they're asking
R.
you. Well, they no. ask you. Oh, maybe. Oh, excuse me. It's a double R. Riverfront Steakhouse.
Right, we'll do one. It'll be random.
Yeah, that's right.
You just can't. It's got to fit. I'll make it fit.
Someone said the kid's nickname has to be Medusa. Well, it's a female.
One of my coworkers mentioned that as well.
A snake in the pants. I knew that was coming. Somebody said steal a heart.
I don't know what that means.
Steal a heart and two uses for the bath towel. How many times do you use a bath towel before you wash it? Trey, go.
I probably average 4 to 5 uses.
A week?
If I start with one on Monday, let's say, I'll probably use it until Thursday, even Friday.
Roger, what about you?
A lot depends on.
You do a lot of laundry. Y'all do.
I do.
You're always doing laundry. You should be like one time.
Look, I used to work with a guy, and
every day.
Oh, he goes, what if I wipe my face with the same part I wipe my butt with?
You do. It just depends on how I don't. You know.
So how many?
Your butt was clean, man.
Two. That's it.
No.
Two and done. Two and back.
Probably
okay,
so.
Right.
Probably so.
Don't be ashamed of it.
I'm not ashamed of it. No. But that's just mine. Then I'll go around to the other bathrooms and I'll grab other people's towels and use them too.
Todd, how many times for you before you wash your towel? You're like me. You live alone. You're a bachelor.
Todd doesn't use a towel. He air dries.
No, I'm not pulling a Cuba Gooding Jr. from Jerry Maguire. I would say 3 or 4 times at least, if not 5.
You get 5 out of it. You know, got to thinking, I'm probably run the same way, but I don't do a lot of laundry. So I may go 2 weeks. I don't know. I don't know. I haven't really paid attention to it.
As long as the towel doesn't stink and start to have that I've been wet and dry, that, mildewy kind of smell, I'm not going to change. I'm not going to waste water.
More of the story.
Go look at Lake Maumelle, how low it is. Don't waste any water.
We're
going into
a
flash drought, people. Use that towel more than once.
Here's another one.
Shower every day? But I think the big story is, how many times do you wear jeans before washing them? And you don't wear underwear.
Yeah, that's, you know what? You talk to the guys who invented the jeans, and they go, you never watch them. What about the top 5 things that you're actually allowed to steal? This is where Roger, or take, they use the word steal.
Come on.
Mints at the restaurant.
That's one.
No.
Ketchup packets at any place. You can take as many as you want to. Nobody ever checks
you.
Refills at the soda machine. You know, you go back and get those. You usually pay for one, but most of them say the rest are free.
Well, you don't take the cup home and then come back a week later.
No. Toilet paper? Have you ever taken toilet paper from work?
No.
Anything next to your phone in the hotel room?
Yeah.
Stationery, pens?
Absolutely. No, I don't take the envelopes.
What about the Gideon's Bible?
I do. I have taken those before.
Anything from the hospital?
Listen, if I don't take them, then there's no need for the dude or lady to go back by and do more.
Anything from the hospital stay?
Anything.
Yeah.
Every glove.
If you have something at the hospital around you, you
I don't
use
walk out of anybody's room. Well,
since they charge you about 8 times the 100% normal value, you should take it.
Now, here's one that
I got an oxygen tent at the house.
Here's one that I thought was illegal, and I don't know. Traffic cones.
I have them.
Someone said if cities actually enforce this, every frat house in America would be a crime scene.
Okay, here's the deal.
I wonder what the rule is on that.
I know what the rule is. The rule is,
I don't think you're allowed
if there's
to take
one
it.
On no, the. No. No, I don't take them if they're standing up. But if they are not in an area where I think they should have been, and I see them on the side of the road because they've fallen off of trucks, I'll take them.
Okay.
And I have a few
what
of
about
them.
What about
somebody? And I use them and put them around my sidewalk so that people can't walk their dog.
Somebody says Wi-Fi. That's funny. Stealing Wi-Fi. That's good. Listen, I now almost every restaurant I go into work, I find out the private password.
I want to know if people still steal toilet paper.
Well, that's what I mentioned a second ago. Yeah.
No, I mean, like, I just wonder if that's as prevalent as it once was.
Listen, with the way prices are of everything I'm doing, I'm starting to do that.
Toilet paper is not cheap, man.
I'm going shopping. See, like, neither is red meat.
Roger,
so I plan on hitting a couple of grocery stores today.
Roger usually will show me pens and paper that he gets from hotel rooms.
Advertising. But, they want you to take them.
But they don't tell you to take them, do they? Like, for example,
they don't tell you to, but they want you to.
Wait a minute, that's a good example.
We need something here at Signal Media that we could steal. That's okay.
Like
it's some pens or koozies or something like that.
It's
something for your guests and visitors to
those
walk
house
away
shoes
with.
At okay, Oakland's Hotel.
That's a great example.
Those are. What's the word?
There's no message. I've been in
what's
that hotel as many times as you.
Well, you don't reuse.
There's no message that says please feel free to take. I haven't seen it.
If you use them, you take them.
Well, I would. Again,
if you don't use them, don't take them.
But who knew? I didn't know that.
No. What is it? You don't know until you know.
It's amazing that Roger knew that, though.
Wait a minute. Here's the thing. I do know. Just like you didn't know about don't let the door hit you with the good Lord's pleasure. You didn't know that until you know it now, right? You know the phrase.
Yeah, but
so
until
you didn't know, you didn't know. So I'm just saying, you don't take the robe because most hotels will charge you for the robe. You can take it,
but that's a great point, though. Yeah. You don't know, though. If you could take
everybody
the robe,
knows
why couldn't
going
you take the
you go in.
No, listen. I would say, how many people out there know that you could take one and not the other?
There may be some hotels that no, because they're not just going to charge you for it. I don't think there's any hotel. Every hotel, just like when you went to Notre Dame or wherever it is,
they'd have charged me for it. Yeah.
They're going to charge you for a robe. A robe is a little bit more expensive. The house shoes
makes sense.
And then Jessica brought me some back from England.
Yeah, what you wear them, that makes sense.
Nobody.
But I didn't know if they would wash them again and redo them. I don't know.
You can't wash those things because they tear up.
But what the point is? The point is that Roger knew this, and I never knew. I was like, okay.
He's a sophisticated.
Well, he also realizes he's going to take advantage of the system when it allows, and if it allows for that.
Excuse me. Now you make me sound like Trump. It sounds like Trump. He didn't pay his taxes.
Yeah.
I'm only doing what you've allowed me to do.
Well, it does sort of feel that way, Roger.
It's brilliant. I've never heard of the bread, but Roger goes, yeah, take it. I go, wow, I've never thought. Everybody take your, when you go to Oakland, take your slippers.
I tell everybody to take those slippers.
But they don't even do that. They don't even tell you to do that.
No, they don't. I'm telling you, get those slippers. If you're in that room, get those
slippers. Not every hotel.
Now, wait a minute. Some people I know take some people I know take those wonderful Design Lab leather door hangers that say "Do Not Disturb."
Yeah, that's interesting.
Some people I know have those. I don't.
Somebody said a couple things. Back in the day, people would steal ashtrays.
Absolutely.
I remember that. Trey steals rocks, logs on public land. the term is complimentary. Raj,
They're complimentary slippers. If you use them, you're not going to reuse those. The robe you're going to, ideally, and I've never used the robe, But I don't know what the rule is. If you were to wear that robe, I wouldn't hang it back up. I would assume you throw it on the floor. Well,
so that's a great point. Yeah. So if you wear it, they got to wash it and use it again.
I'd throw it on the floor. Yeah. I wouldn't hang it back
Here's
up.
One, JB and Center Ridge, back in the day, I don't think any state employee ever bought toilet paper, meaning that if you work somewhere where there's toilet paper being distributed, let's take a few, honey, where we don't pay for it.
I got to tell you, I have no desire to steal the sandpaper that we have at the Arkansas Game and Fish
Commission. I can use it.
Here's one right here.
Or a bucket.
From the 501, I steal toilet paper from hotels. Stayed at the Beau Rivage in Biloxi 2 weeks ago and took it as well as a pen. How about that? I get a roll of toilet paper. Yeah, here you go, Roger. Let's go ahead and take a break. We get But you know what? Listen, I guess the thought was if you need an extra one.
The pen and the stationery is advertising. Now they even they provide you letters and all or envelopes that you can mail out stuff like that as well. But I don't do that.
Now, this is a negative, I think, from a bank standpoint. It says this one says pens from this one says First Security Bank
drive through on chain.
Or anything. Yeah, I talk about the one when you go through the drive through, they put them in the little thing, and I'm sure they know that people accidentally take those things out of the cones and they got to put another.
That's a big budget item for banks.
Yeah, sure, it's part of it. All right, 661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show.
Let me tell you something. A good pen is very hard to come by, and the Oaklawn pens with the little stylus, they are excellent. Our Buzz pens used to be fantastic.
Yes, here's what it says. I shower at least twice a day. So that means that will obviously make a difference on how much you clean. 10 days of massive heat is miserable, but I distinctly remember the summer of 1980 as a kid in Dallas. To put it in perspective, it was 42 straight days of 100-degree days, and two of those days reached 113, not including the heat index. Yeah, that's crazy. 42 days. I think we had to go back and look at 1980.
Eighty was historic.
Yeah, let's see here. My towels have butt and face embroidered on them. No confusion here. I've never heard of that. All right, we'll come back to a question for Trey here. It is, what time is it? 6:48. Amos Moses.
Yes. Yes.
6:53. Trey Reed in for the last few minutes.
Moses was a Cajun. He lived by himself in the swamp. He hunted alligator for a living. He just knock him in the head with a stone. The Louisiana law gonna
such a good
get
song.
Amos.
Thanks to Powers Truck Parts and Service in North Little Rock, Chad and Stephanie Powers. Thanks so much. You got a truck problem that's costing your company revenue? Give them a call. Check them out online at powerstruckparts.com. For my Middleton Heat and Air text line, I remember we would always take pieces of the Brock's candy display in the grocery store where you buy by the pound.
Now that was stealing. That was not complimentary candy either.
Here's one from Mary Benberg. I still have my favorite album of all time, Wichita Lineman by Glenn Campbell. She puts a picture of it in here. Yeah, you recognize those 1970 album covers. Very cool.
A lot of people, Trey and I knew at the time, used a lot of those albums to separate seeds.
It's a National Vinyl Day, by the way. That's where we're saying that. My son is a freshman at the University of Arkansas. When we went to orientation, they were giving pens away with the Razorbacks on them. Mm-hmm. So I said, I may or may not have a case of them. Someone said, what's the naked man picture behind Trey Reed? That is actually yours truly back in 1984, I think, when I was at Fayetteville, or 85. Look at the traps on that dude, man. I was slinging around some power cleans back then. And clean. No gear, as they call it now. Between Family Market and Edwards, I'm pretty sure Roger hasn't bought groceries for 10 years. Arkansas's greatest cheapskate.
Let me tell you something. I call me cheapskate all you want. I consider myself more frugal, but I have not gotten free gift.
Trey,
free
what
food?
What
if that's a thing, please, Edwards Family Market, give me a holler.
What type of license is needed to spear a deer? That's Salmon Bismarck.
Well, you get one deer with a 1050 license, but you know the $25 license gets you up to six deer. So
I still, it's amazing that somebody can spear a deer. Listen,
I was thinking about that.
I could do it in my house because they get that close to my house.
Got the early buck archery hunt, which is the 29th, 30th, and 31st. It's about a week earlier this year than it was last year. It conflicted with dove season last year, and so it got moved up this year. So might be an opportunity to use this. That'll be your first opportunity to use a spear. August 29th.
In addition to Craig O'Neill coming up, we got to Houston Nutt at 7:30. He was on the Hill yesterday or 2 days ago with Ryan Silverfield. get some input from him on what he saw and being back on the hill for the first time in a long time. Looks like it says, what is the price of a bathrobe? Do you dry off with it? If so, how many times do you reuse it? Same as a towel? I don't know. You know, for those who, you know, I don't do people still use robes a lot? I think women use robes more than guys, right? I don't know.
I used to use one years ago, but I haven't used a bathrobe in a long time.
My dad always says, when there's a lot, take a lot. When there's a little, take it all. Wow. Okay.
Trey and I were talking about the shampoo. Some hotels have the shampoo and creamer and stuff mounted on walls.
That was a big expense for it because they were by thousands of those little bitty things. But you're right. Now there's probably more economical for them to have the.
I think so. But I'm a soap guy though. I'm not. I like bars of soap. Samantha uses soft soap. I'm a bar guy.
I like bar too. Here's one from the 501. I only own one large towel. Single guy. So that means he's washing, he's redoing. Yeah, how many towels do you have in your rotation?
I think
I don't know. We got a bunch of towels. Yeah. I mean, they're some of my favorites.
I usually
get one of the blue ones. There are newer towels, and I leave the kids to use the ratty beige towels.
Okay, so how many do you have? Like three faves? Do you use the same towel every time? You have a favorite?
I always try to get the blue one. They're the newest, man. They're the newest.
If you didn't see Trey Reed today, Trey, I want to see the blue towels.
I always like the more ratty ones because I could stick my finger with a towel in my ear to dry my ear. Yeah. The more fluffy.
When they're frayed on the end, those
would be mine. Now, you've been in my bathroom, so you know that in that bathroom where that shower is, now in our rotation, in the closet, there are towels. There are also that same towel in a wicker basket on the floor between the tub and the shower and all that for aesthetic reasons. Now, if anybody gets one of those towels out, I'm way behind laundry.
Trey Reed, we have discovered something.
Live the blue towel life, people. Live the blue towel life.
Hashtag blue towel life. I'm with you, Trey.
Good stuff, Trey. Thank you.
See you guys.
Trey will have more reports on snakes.
Stay cool, man. Stay cool. It's nasty out there.
All right. Craig O'Neill's up next. Houston Nuts on the way, too. Don't go away. 7 o'clock.